Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the program Hadith of the Day, in which we are going to inshallah explain some of the beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this episode, I want to inshallah read for you and explain for you one of the very meaningful hadith about backbiting or ghaiba, which is the worst kind of action that can be performed by a person. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغَيْبَةَ فَإِنَّ الْغَيْبَةَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَى. The Prophet said that, be careful of backbiting, because backbiting is worse than adultery. فَإِنَّ الْغَيْبَةَ أَشَدُّ, worse than, مِنَ الزِّنَى, of adultery. Worse than adultery. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ قَدْ يَزْنِي وَيَتُوبُ فَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Then the reason behind this saying of the Holy Prophet is this, that the Prophet himself explains the reason, saying that إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ قَدْ يَزْنِي, and that a person who commits adultery, وَيَتُوبُ, and then can repent, yeah, and ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, Allah may forgive him when he has the chance to repent. وَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ الْغَيْبَةِ, but the one who commit backbiting, Allah will not forgive the backbiter until the person who was at the receiving end forgive him. This is very important. Says, وَإِنَّ صَاحَبَ الْغَيْبَةِ لَا يُغْفَرُ لَهُ حَتَّى يَغْفِرَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive the backbiter until the person who was at the receiving end forgives him. The one whom you backbited, he will forgive you. If he forgive you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. If not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never forgive you. So that is why in this hadith, the Holy Prophet says that be careful about ghaiba, because it is worse than adultery. Why? Because if you commit adultery, you may have chance in your life to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repent. But, so if you repent, may Allah forgive you. You have this opportunity, you have this chance to, for example, ask forgiveness, to do tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive you. This is a chance for you. This kind of golden chance is always available for us until we are alive in this world. But the point is, the reason, the very strong kind of proof and argument presented here by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that why is the ghaiba ashaddu min az-zina, worse than adultery, is this, that you may not find a chance to be forgiven. Because here forgiveness is in the hand of the person that you backbited behind him. If he forgives you, then Allah will forgive you. But there's no any certainty, nothing is for sure, that whether that person forgives you or not. Yeah, you may ask him forgiveness, but no one is for sure that that person may forgive you or not. Or it's also, again, it's not, there's no any certainty that you may find that person to ask forgiveness. He may die very soon, very quickly, and you may not have any chance to refer to him and ask forgiveness from that person. So that's why the Prophet says that you must be very much careful, very much cautious, about your actions, particularly when you speak with the people. Do not backbite of anyone, because you may not have any chance to see that person and ask forgiveness from him. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد